This is Stag, Shola the African Giant, and you're listening to Off the Rails Podcast. We are moving, so hit the brake or hit the gas. But anyway, we are moving fast. Hey, Gungun, be careful. Na Express, you dey go. Washeri omo.
Man, I swear I'm off asleep, Steph, so this is going to go some kind of weird way. But alright, people. We're back. We took a 1 week hiatus.
Mine was jet setting.
Mostly because our hunter was
haunted.
Our hunter was
was it successful?
It was a win.
You know, we're gonna talk about, in fact, that's something we'll talk about today.
That was good.
You New Yorkers. Yeah, living a lie.
Where's my phone? Before
it's right behind you.
Thank you. I want to put it on silence.
You see, that's the haunting skills right there.
let's try not to. All right, so.
What do you do, baby? You already know.
It's been a crazy couple weeks. Coronavirus and all that banter. My office has refused to allow us work from home. Please now, please, dear. Please. Please. I can make this cheese at home. That being said, we're going to jump right through it because I'm going to turn this thing up because I feel like the wave is just low. That being said, I'm going to...
Did you stop moving?
What? I'm wondering too. What the fuck is going on?
Let's see, we should restart this.
Wait.
In that sense.
This is supposed to be a mukbang episode, but as it did now, the food is in front of Shola. So now only Shola the job.
Yeah.
So it's a mukbang episode. Oh yeah, let me whisper.
Grab bread.
Hi, guys.
What did they say?
You need two mics to capture.
Thank you, hello, mama. Let me whisper you in.
Okay. Let's refocus.
Stay
guys.
Focused, guys.
Okay, so you guys asked me about how my trip to New York was. I would like to say that everybody who lives in New, you're living a lie. That place is trash. Everything about it is trash. I'm sorry.
Literally.
It's just, why do you live? Why do people live? Why?
We've been new now.
I don't understand. Like, you're struggling. You're, every time you're angry.
They're angry because they are struggling.
And then the things that, they, you know, like, you know, they say, okay, New York is the vibes. The nightlife is trash. Like, everything. I've gone out to New York now, I think, 4 times, and every single night has not beat a regular night here in Texas.
I think you need to have, like, for you to enjoy a night in New York, you need to have your people with you.
I mean, I'm with my boy, and like, it's not like I'm going alone. I'm going with my friend and like some of his friends, and
yeah,
and we've gone. It's not even like we go to the same. Like this last one was the worst because it was cold, right?
Yeah.
This club literally kept everybody waiting in line for.
Clubs need to quit that shit. Man.
For what? Like 2 hours?
Clubs really need to quit that shit.
I think it's so that when you finally get in, like New York was.
There's a couple of reasons. One, they want to create. So let me tell you, they want to create the appearance that their club is popping by having people wait outside.
Yeah,
but they also want to.
Two, they want to extort. That is because that is the excuse they give, but it's not always the case.
Fire marshal.
Yes, that's true. They say that is the reason, but you do that and you enter the club and it's not full.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
sure. I mean, I know that's a valid reason, and that's the one reason they
but
always.
They also
give.
Want to control the ratio.
Let me tell you one thing: they want to do. They want to make you desperate to get in. When you've waited in and it's cold, yeah, you're more willing to drop cash.
I'm more willing.
How much is the table, please? I'm trying to unfreeze. Mm-hmm. That's the conversations people start to have.
No, but the thing is, they do this year round, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, whether it's.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still the same thing.
And I'm not trying to fuck with. Look, the truth is with me, man. If I stand in your line too much, it doesn't matter how much, like. How much money I bring, I'll go back to my house and go and save my money.
I mean, we ended up leaving.
It's too much stress.
It was just...
Don't keep me out in the cold, man. I'll be shaking.
The only thing is that, okay, clubs close at 4. That's the only thing.
But when do you stop selling alcohol?
Like in the liquor stores? Or in the club?
In the club too, because Texas is
That's a good question. I don't know.
You can't be there just jumping around till 4.
I'm a Yucano.
It's probably they probably stop at three.
They can.
Yeah. Texas is particularly conservative.
Yeah, Texas.
When it comes to alcohol, it's just pretending.
It's 2 a.m. man. Everybody gotta go back to the crib. Everybody gotta go home. Man.
But I agree with that because it's also very easy to get guns here. So you have to
pick your poison.
That's why on Sunday you can't buy alcohol because what if the Cowboys lose now?
Oh, shoot them up.
You can't let people have alcohol and then let them have guns as well. Now we have a problem. We have drunk people with trigger happy fingers. Mm-hmm. That'd be
okay. Well, that's my little rant. Besides that, I actually had a good time in the daytime. I went on Eventbrite. You guys, Eventbrite can be useful.
Eventbrite is true. Use
it. So like, I went on there. I was like, what should I do? And then I saw it was a chocolate whiskey and wine festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was just like they had vendors with like novelty chocolates and stuff like that, and then they had unlimited whiskey, wine, and just unlimited drinks for $45. They just give you like this little shot glass.
Oh, I saw it.
And then you just always go whenever you want, just go and get another drink. So it was quite cool. A nice thing. I wish they would do it like in Texas. It would be a very nice thing to go to. But anyways, oh, that's free promo. I beg go cut that whole thing out.
hey,
pay me please.
No, we as in cut the check, man. This year, we don't do any free promo, man. I saw a thing where people were it was one of those tweet things on Instagram.
Deleted the tweet.
One of those tweet things on Instagram where they were like, when you people were saying 2020 was gonna be a movie, what genre were you talking about?
Horror.
Parasite.
No, but
suspense.
No, it's funny, but like this year has been amazing.
I wouldn't use the word.
No. Amazing. What does amazing mean? Are you not amazed?
Amazing is not necessarily good or bad.
Yeah, are you not amazed?
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah.
We're 3 months in.
Yeah, 3 months. I'm amazed, honestly.
We're barely 3 months because we're still like middle of March. We're barely 3 months in.
So like, don't forget, this is still an election year.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Lord. What is going on? Like, what is really going on?
I feel like this is just the corona prelims because Tokyo's probably still going to happen.
I was telling my guy in my office, he was saying something about, he was telling me something about nature and nature being wanting to do something. I was like, Baba, all these yoyans now, Kotomiao. Because the truth is, in case you haven't noticed, the earth is trying to commit suicide. When it's just spontaneously combusting, randomly generating viruses left, right, and center, I'm like, let's give up. How much longer are we really going to deceive ourselves that we're going to be here? I'm done. It's the end of days, guys. It's the end. Let's just keep your house in order. Pray to your God.
Our gods.
Abi?
As the case may be.
I want to jump into... I know Jeffrey put a thing on the group. Started with online dating apps. What were you thinking for talking about online dating apps?
Swipe Life.
You want to talk about Swipe Life? Okay.
Swipe Life.
I feel like Ayo will have a couple of good stories.
Why me?
I bet. I really do have a couple,
but I feel like Ayo.
No, so you share now, Jeff.
No.
Jeff, you know the listeners want to hear more from you actually, because we did a soft release
on our last couple episodes.
Yeah.
The comments have been that you haven't been as vocal.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah,
here's your chance.
Yeah. Well, she brought up the topic.
He's always bringing up topics and then not sharing. He's always bringing up topics and then he's not sharing.
Yeah, come on.
Start leading the way. We'll follow you.
Okay, so I think today I was trying to get us to talk about online dating.
Okay.
We have a bunch of things. We'll go down the line. Let's start with
maybe online dating. Let's talk about.
We're going to end the part that I'm excited to get to is where it's the one, because on that list there is things that people of the
opposite sex. That's true.
And I already told somebody. And if you're listening, I'm talking to you. I'm subbing you this entire episode.
I actually forgot about that too.
I'm subbing you completely and entirely. Nah, it's you I'm talking that. About. So yeah, what are you?
Obviously, when you talk about online dating, it has to be only Tinder. Then I think there are a couple of
there's Bumble, Christian Mingle. There's farmers.
You don't have to be lonely. Farmers only.
I'm dead.
Oh, just don't get it.
I haven't heard of that one.
You know actually. Farmers only?
You know farmers only? Who thought it was a good idea for farmers to have their own
business? Only farmers.
Dad, you signed up for that one.
Yeah, you,
I guess you have to prove you're a farmer.
You said you took a picture of your tractor.
they probably charge you in
weeks. John Deere tractor. Nah, that's mad. I swear, I didn't know about that. Then you said Christian
Guy,
Mingo.
Christian Mingo. 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 That's for Christian.
Blacks only.
Blacks only. There's one for Asians. There's
I'm slacking.
There's
Lily or something for Asians.
Yeah, quite. Yeah,
there's
Hinge. Hinge is popular.
Hinge actually has. Oh no, this free promo. I'll shut up.
We have the tendency to give you promo, but you need to cut us a check.
Yeah, let's talk about them. It's fine.
No, I was going to talk about.
We'll talk about
them.
You give them the first hit for free.
Hinge has a podcast about ghosting, and it's really interesting.
Oh, for real.
So somebody who was ghosted will submit.
And
then they'll call the ghostie and the ghosted. They'll interview them separately, and then they'll
match up. Bring them together,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When we see, we're going to transition into ghosting from this fucking
ghosting is a great conversation with you.
We'll transition into ghosting.
Yeah. It's part of what people do you don't like.
Yeah,
we definitely transition into ghosting because. I think ghosting is the most immature, most disrespectful thing in this life. Because why can't you just yell somebody to fuck off?
As in, like, tell chest? Me you don't want to talk to me anymore. That's fine. Like,
just disappear. And the people that piss you off are the ones that ghost you, knowing fully well that we're going to see each other when we go to the same school or when we work in the same office. Or, like, I'm going to see you.
As in, please, continue talking.
It looks like we all have ghosted. Let's wait. Let's start.
That one triggers.
How can you ghost me when you're going to see me on the street? So when we see each other now, we're supposed to just stare at each other and walk past. What's the plan?
Yeah, an African student, you know, I'm making eye contact with you. Right? You're right there.
Honestly, all those ASU kids.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's a trend that they'll just ghost you and then just accept you to accept the ghosting.
How are you?
The person that ghosted me, luckily, she does not live anywhere near here. She was smart with her ghosting. But anyway. First, Jeff, kick us off with the online dating story.
What are your online dating? What's your biggest online?
And then, experience.
I've had a pretty good experience with, especially
Tinder. Jeffrey has had a pretty good experience with Tinder.
I have a very, very, very good experience with Tinder.
Oh yeah,
Jeffrey's one of the 5 stars.
Okay, let me give you my first experience with Tinder in the US. So,
okay.
I came to the US Christmas Eve 2018.
Okay.
And automatically, obviously, my location don't update.
Mm-hmm.
The boy has arrived.
I'm international, so, you get me?
Yeah.
I have that picture on my phone. I landed. I'm international now, you get me?
You get me.
So from Christmas, jet lag, obviously, from like 26, 27, started swiping. I matched this girl. And for me, I don't like texting. So I don't like texting. So if both of us can vibe while texting, once we see, half of the job is already done.
Yeah.
So we're talking, going back and forth, and like the chat was going. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I got that question. That was when I realized much later in life that when you ask where you're from, and you say, "Oh, okay, let me just speed on." So she asked me where I'm from, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm Nigerian."
Oh,
you?
Fuck off.
No.
Wait, just hear this. Impossible. I mean, we're talking back and forth. Then all of a sudden, that's real. Like, madam, she didn't reply me.
Interesting.
Let me see. Go. Disappear like a rapture.
Unmatch
me, bro. That wasn't the first time, by the way. But that was the first time, but I had many more ahead.
Really?
So, what did I see? Everything was going well.
I said everything was, you were vibing, right?
We're vibing. I fucked up. I should have collected the number since, but it's okay. Unfortunately, my cousin hit me up. Yo, what's up? What am I doing? Let's go to town. She took me to a bar in Annapolis. I can't remember the name. So we're having a good time. We're vibing. And for me, alcohol, and there were plenty of girls.
Oh, you like white girls? You said Annapolis. I was trying to, why is it Annapolis?
But the bar I went to was black, though.
We are connecting the dots.
I know Maryland. Annapolis?
I feel like before you continue, I want to go back to that point.
Yeah, well, I made like about talk
about the whole white girl thing. While I may not be particularly attracted to women of the Caucasian persuasion,
mm-hmm.
I also know that like catching a vibe is a lot more important than looks. So you never know.
To be honest,
you never know. I'm going to be clear with you. I'm
not
you're
like, telling you still sushi.
I'm telling you now straight over. I'm I'm not an equal opportunity employer. Everybody does not get a fair shot. However, favor is greater than labor. So you never know.
So we're not, I can't remember what society is though, but yeah, we're in the bar. For me, alcohol, good vibes, good music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're just drinking, up, friend girls are around, you're okay, you don't even need to talk to anyone.
Yeah, you just
happen to be good time. But does it happen, obviously, it happens to me though, when somebody's staring at you.
We can't tell.
And you just turn and your eyes will match, then she'll just move her eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It happens not once, not twice. Then the third time, she'll remove her eyes. Oh, look at that. I know you.
Yeah,
is it this? I think she got uncomfortable. Then she walked up to me. She was like, oh, hi. She knows me. I'm like, wow. Tell me something you don't know. You don't say. Then she went, did I go to a high school?
My friend, will you get out of here?
My friend, will you stop that nonsense?
I played along. DC, nah. I live in Maryland, so it couldn't be me. She asked me some other questions again. Then I'm like, oh, are you not da da da? She not said yes. I said, I'm you.
We are.
Tinder. She's like, oh, yeah. What happened? She was talking to me and I disappeared. I'm like, I disappeared. She legit opened the Tinder.
Women do that thing.
Bruh.
Women do that thing all the time.
Bruh.
Continue.
Carry on. Mm. She opened her phone, opened her Tinder, but she like, you're not here. I said, obviously. I'm like, you two, you're not here. What are we saying?
Yeah.
I said, okay, you know what? Let's sleeping dog remain silent. What's good? How you doing? Yeah. Why don't you have a drink in your hand? Got her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept up talking. We had a good time. She opened up to me. We had banter. I think this was about already 12:30-ish one. Then we had a good time, hit the dance floor. She's like, you can't dance. I said, as long as it's the Hennessy.
Yeah. Henny moves.
Yeah. Like, it's not me, the Hennessy. So, time to go home. We had a good time. She asked me something then. We're leaving the club. She's like, did you drive? I'm like, no, my cousin died. I said, no, she can take me home. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah. So, we're going to the car.
The
story just switched up in the car. I'm like, you know what, let's just go back to your place. So we went back to our place and you know what, watch out for part two.
Watch out for
part two. To God be the glory.
I like that.
So yeah,
we'll just
stop there.
Okay.
That's the story.
But let's rewind a little
bit. So, Shai, you went home and then you read the Bible.
I cannot confirm but the next
time. No. You know there's always a Bible on the nightstand.
Yeah.
That one nightstand. There's always a Bible on it.
On the Bible, yeah.
Now you read that Bible that is on the one nightstand.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to. You
and
have
the scripture
to.
Yeah, exactly. Speaks. Okay, anyway.
The night cannot conclude.
No, that's the end.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah, that's it. But I wanted to rewind.
Yeah.
So, did you end up finding out that the reason she unfriended you was because you said you're Nigerian?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Eventually, like,
that's interesting because
she opened up. Yeah, Heike, she now said, oh my god, you don't act Nigerian. I'm like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? Nigerian?
No,
I'll tell you.
Because you know the count now.
Nigerian she's talking about.
Like, every Nigerian she messes around with just is a douchebag, essentially. Yeah. Like,
but you know, I got that gauge because for me personally, I've never been on any of the dating apps. Like, just
however,
because
you're so knowledgeable.
I'm a man of many wisdoms. I like to learn things, but I've never been on any of the dating apps just because, for me, I don't even slide into DMs because I don't know how to text.
I hate texting.
I will fuck it up. I know my. If you meet me one on one, texting. If you meet me one on one and we talk, we'll catch a vibe. I'm funny. We'll chop it up. We'll do whatever. I'll give you all the moves. Give you the eyes. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But if you want me to text you, you send me one text. 3 hours later, I'll be like, ahaha. What did you say? So I don't even.
Bother. So I'm the only good texter here. It looks like.
So I don't even bother with it. I don't bother sliding into DMs or whatever. Nothing, right? And that's why I've never been on any of the dating apps because it really just start from texting, and now it's already a no go. But I had this one friend. She's Kenyan, right? And she had just gotten a relationship at the time. And she was telling me how she met her new boyfriend. So she was like, she was on one of those dating apps. I don't know whether that was Tinder or Bumble, one of them. And she was like, she was about to quit, like close her account, right? That she was tired because all she would see on there was like weird douchebags and Nigerians.
Oh wow, really?
And then she wanted to carry on talking. I was like, no, wait. What do you mean weird douchebags and Nigerians? How did Nigerians become so undesirable that you just thought you would throw weird douchebags
and the Nigerians in it? Synonymous light. Interesting.
I was like, what the hell? So I feel like I don't know this. We get picked, which is something that we could talk about, because Nigerians get picked a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's the narrative. That's
so why do they keep picking us?
I'm confused.
Women, question yourselves. You say men are trash, but you're picking the trash men? Okay, but anyways. I find that interesting because in my experience, being Nigerian has always been like a positive thing. Oh, your name is... I like your name. Where are you from? I'm Nigerian. Oh, that's interesting. Like, that's how it's always been for me. And maybe it's just because they think I'm cute. I don't know. But...
Ovo, cut that out,
please. I mean, I'm like wondering what... Like, I didn't know that this was a thing online. Like, it was... I knew like, okay, Nigerians have a reputation.
Apparently.
But I didn't know that it was a thing where the moment you say a Nigerian...
Yeah.
They would like go as far as to unmatch you. Like, I didn't know that was
the thing. My office wife, when she heard I was Nigerian, she screamed. It's like, ah! I was like, what are you doing? And she's like,
oh, you have an office wife.
How can I work in the office and not have an office wife? What am I?
Did you see? Did you see another freak rumor? Did you see Oloni's trade? Is that you say her name? Oloni.
Yes, that's her name. I saw it now. Where they were talking about, what's your thing with your?
People are wild. People are crazy.
Oh, you didn't see a lonely story about she was like
ladies, tell us your office.
She was like, tell us about your stories. Tell us about stories with your office husband.
People are living real life pornos
on the edge.
Every time I read any of our threads, it just makes me scared.
I don't think I caught that one.
You can touch a babe and catch fire.
Yo, I was shocked to my core. I was like, I thought this was Bant. Oh, what caused Bant? Oh,
this guy.
Maybe he'll get you coffee, you know, when he gets his own coffee, you know, you guys share a cubicle or something.
No, let me tell you how it is. Eh? When you see them always gisting and laughing and talking in the office, eh? Nothing has started happening yet. They're still just catching
up. They're not talking to each other in the office.
By the time this starts happening, they'll come to the office on the low. That's how you know that.
They'll come from the same location.
They'll come at different times. They're different cars. Enter through different entrances. Not talk to each other throughout the office. They are fucking. They have started fucking.
Man, but no, that thread, man.
Now that thing was wild. I was shook. I saw some stuff and I was like, wow. And I thought I was out here.
Man, I don't really have the luxury of having an office because I don't have an office.
However, we cannot confirm or deny such against you. So that's.
I don't have an office, so there's no way.
Oh, that's true. You're always on the go.
But me and my office wife, all we do is work.
For now.
That's what it is. It's playful banter.
Yeah, right. It's playful banter. It is what it is. And she's light so flirting. We just do a little light flirting, laugh, talk.
That's what I like. Her boyfriend didn't notice that weekend. So now she's like, at least always here for me.
Do you know what I mean?
I like your nails. Say, thank you. That's kind of stuff.
That's a little gratification.
Just a small grab of the arm, like, let's leave space for Jesus.
Exactly. Leave space for Jesus.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Once in a while, you can get drinks after work.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Then you
but
mistakenly took out one time, but that was.
That's exactly. That one time. After that one time, I was like, this is not conducive for office behavior.
Christmas parties cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, you want to get HR involved. Christmas party, I think after Christmas, like, HR doesn't have to be involved again, you know.
Because people will just be getting drunk in the office.
But no.
But yeah, back to
back to our online dating stories.
Okay, so in my experience, I mean, I haven't been active on anything for a while. But I mean, I've had like mixed, you know, I would match, talk. There was a time when Tinder wasn't working for me at all because like I didn't have a car. I was in the dorm. So it's just like we'll talk and then I can't take you anywhere because I'm broke. So I wouldn't even ask. So it never there was never that, I never wanted to even cross the threshold
of
like, you know, meeting up because it's like, let's meet up, but where are we?
How? Do you understand?
You know?
Although there are men that are pulling those strings, though. There are men.
They're great. God forbid.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it, man.
Oh, some people have weaponized their, you know,
ancientness.
Because the way some men be taking advantage of some really, really nice women, you know, this guy is just at home. First of all, he'll drop you off at work, carry your car.
Yeah.
Then go and cheat on you.
You know the life.
Then you now go home and be playing 2K all day.
All day.
You come home from work.
I'm gonna ask you.
What did? Are you gonna
ask you? Did you bring dinner or
you
cook?
Yeah. he's still playing 2K. He's still online with his niggas on 2K.
Not even Call of Duty, to be honest.
Or Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of that happening, but I don't want to be. I don't want to enter a situation where.
Saying that, I think that translates to. Back to what we're talking about, because we had a conversation about this at Asurok, right? That behavior is why they tend to prioritize Nigerian men, because me, I know that first of all. Then, if I hit a girl,
and yet we are douchebags.
They don't know better. They don't know better. I mean, I know that if I hit a girl up, right? Here's what it is: if I tell you I'm gonna take you out, I'm paying, regardless. If you ask me out and I offer no kind of objections, nothing, I'm paying. However, if you ask me and I don't have money, I'm not an idiot and I can't wash plates. So I'll tell you straight up, oh, auntie, there's no money for this thing.
I can rinse plates.
I'll tell you that there's no money for this thing that you're trying to do. If you're like, no, I'm the one asking you out, like, bills on me.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We go out, bills on you, right? But prior to any previous conversation, if I'm going out with you, I'm paying. And I don't have that problem paying, right? It's not a big deal. That doesn't mean that you can't pay as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Or rather, based on that conversation I did, there's a lot of guys that are like, off the cuff, they're either trying to wait for you to pay, or they're trying to split the bill, or they're trying
to... Yeah, a lot.
There's a lot of those conversations on Twitter.
Disclosure, I've been that guy. Let me just... I'm just going to tell the story. I'll just be honest. Disclosure.
Okay.
Ancientness. This was more than 2 years ago.
Yourself.
This was more than 2 years ago.
Okay.
That was relatively...
Yeah.
Relatively.
Yeah, more than 2 years ago. I was a young man. I've transformed. But the girl, I didn't like the girl. That was the problem. I didn't like her. But I'll tell you why I didn't like her. So Tinder was not really working for me. It was working kind of. But I'll be talking, ghosting, conversation will become dead. Then this one girl, she kept talking, and on the picture she looked nice, but when I told her I was Nigerian, all of a sudden, started talking shit about Nigeria. She's a Nigerian.
How is that? I tell you I'm something, is that a license to not insult said thing?
So she was not like, oh, Nigerians are this, Nigerians are that. So I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, I'm different. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm different.
Yeah, it's me. I was listening. She's Ghanaian. She was Ghanaian.
Oh, can you imagine?
Wait, let me finish.
You know, she's Ghanaian. She would love this.
She should be cooking for her.
For reference, I'm holding a thing of egg salad.
They like egg salad?
They love boiled
eggs. That's Ghana.
They love boiled eggs. And this is not stereotypical. This is fact.
Oh, I didn't know this.
But we talked about this.
You serious? You didn't know this?
I didn't know this.
They literally, you know, in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They sell boiled eggs.
They don't have
cocoa. Not in Ghana. Not in Ghana.
Not in Ghana.
Just boiled egg.
To my Ghanaians, I apologize. But
even,
you know,
it's not even scotch egg.
It's just
boiled egg. It's not even pre-peeled. You have to peel it yourself.
Anyway, the Ghanaians, Charlie, I don't understand.
Charlie.
I've learned something today. But so this girl, eventually, I didn't have a car either. But I was just like, you know, I'll just say with my chest. You know. But at this point, I still liked her.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, let's go to a movie. And then she said she'll come pick me up.
Aww.
So we come pick me up, went to the movie. And then when I entered the car, the first thing she said was,
I think you've told me this story.
I can't believe I let a Nigerian into my car. I've told my sister where I am. Ha ha ha. Just in case anything happens to me.
Excuse me?
So I'm entering your car. You told me that you think I'm a threat. Right? And then I was like, okay, no problem. We go. Then she says, this girl was, you know, I won't even open my ass too much. Let me talk about how I wasn't shit on this date.
Yeah.
Then I'll not even say how she was a little bit crazy. But anyway, we go to the movie. And then when she gets out of the car, she doesn't look like what the picture that I saw was. So I became a little bit upset. It was just like, and you know, she was like painting this picture in my head that she used to do track or something in a school in Texas.
But you know much.
So, and I saw, and it's like, it's okay, but I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I feel like if you did track, there'd be slight differences.
No, I mean, you can be, you know, there are different track bodies, but like, I don't know, it just didn't match at all. So, we get there, right? We go to the movie. So now I'm upset. And so when we get there, I was just like, yeah, do you want to pay for the movie? Like, I'm not. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, I don't want to pay. I don't give a fuck at this point. If the date doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's all right. We'll move from here. It's too late to go back. We're already here. You know, what is she going to turn around and drive back home? She live far. She live like, she'll tell me she's knocked out of her father's house. Like, she's not young, she had graduated college. But her father apparently was very protective. So she told me she snuck out of her father's house and stole the car. Like, she's too deep at this point. She's going to pay for this. She paid.
Oh my God, Shola, you're in shit. So you felt like to, and she was literally. Why did she even come out to see you if she didn't, like, she kept...
I think she liked me, but just, like, it was just really annoying.
Yeah, don't keep saying, like...
She liked him, but
imagine I say this, right? Yeah. I don't even know how to even break this one down, because it's like...
It's tough, man.
It's tough, because it's only like, oh...
No, it's like, if a girl is fat.
Yeah, that's what I said, I don't even know how to break it down.
I'll say it.
Because that's where my mind went. If I say, if a girl is, like, not even let's say she's fat, let's say she just has, like a pudge, mm-hmm. right? And I notice it, and so, I say, "Oh, girls with pudges are." I like make sly comments about her being
on night.
No, not sly. It's like you say, "I like you even with your pudge."
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Normally, pudge used to. You know, you're mad cute.
Yeah.
But that pudge,
and you keep going back to it. Like, that's what that was.
Like, people with pudges are all thieves and liars. Like, yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah.
So I was annoyed already.
Yeah, that's.
And she kept, like, throughout the night, she kept making digs at Nigerians.
She just kept doing it.
She kept making digs at Nigerians.
So you might as well just prove her right.
So at that point, I was just like, you know what, fuck it. This date,
couldn't tarnish Nigerians' image anymore.
That's what I thought. So yeah. When she bought food, I didn't know. This is my first time going to
Studio Movie Grill.
And I didn't know in Texas you can buy food in the cinema. I was like, wow, what?
They brought it back.
I was like, amazed. They didn't offer me any food. I was upset. So you can't buy me food? Clearly, I don't have money. Buy some food for me.
Oh, but anyway.
And like, you've been telling me
how remember, is this the one that now ran?
No,
ran
that's a different one. That's a different one. I can't talk about that one because I don't know who can listen to this. Okay. Then this girl, when we finished, then we started talking. She started telling me about her ex-boyfriends. When we finished the movie, we came back to my apartment. We were parked in the parking lot. She refused to come inside. I was like, let me try my luck.
You know, even though you don't want to.
I mean, if we come inside.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, if you go inside and read the Bible together, what do you have to use? It'll be nice. Yeah. But,
fellowship.
So we're talking. She's not telling me about her ex-boyfriend. She has slashed tires. She has spray painted. She has done this. She has done that. I was like, huh?
After this, let's actually all go around and tell our worst days.
So I was like,
because this is bad.
This girl is crazy. I need to escape. We were talking for like 3 hours. She was just telling me. I was like,
3 hours?
Yeah, it was too late.
How did you sit there for 3 hours?
I was scared for my life.
And she knows where you live.
Yes, she knows where I live. I couldn't upset her. I didn't want to upset her. She already knows. So I was like, oh boy. He kept talking. And this guy, and I got a tattoo of this. And I was like, oh God.
Tattooed somebody on her body?
This girl, yeah. Tattooed her ex-boyfriend's initials on her hand.
Oh my God.
I was like,
man. On the knuckles.
It's like in between. I was like, man, I'm scared. I'm scared. This girl is crazy.
Oh my God.
So the next day, I think I said something to upset her.
Oh, intentionally?
Yes, yeah. I was like chatting with my friends from Maryland, telling them like, oh yeah, this one is like, yeah, should I don't go on a second date. It's like, better, I'll just be open and honest with her. I was like, nah, I can finally throw shit. So, and after I told her, I'm like, yeah, this and that, I didn't really find Jordan a good day. I don't think we're a good match. She's like, yeah, what do you mean? Because I mean, in the lead up, I was saying, making other promises that couldn't have been kept.
As a good man of the people, yeah, that you are, that's how politics is done.
To be fair, I mean, I'm telling you what the things I did wrong. But I was making other promises that I knew would not be kept. So she was like, I thought you said this, and I thought you said that. And I was like, and I didn't
job application.
I haven't met you yet.
I just lied on my resume.
That's all it is.
I don't have the certifications. I just wanted the job. So she was like, yes, you said this and you said that. Yeah, just say this, that too. Yes, a fucking master's student. The fuck do you think you are? Yeah, I was like, but I mean, this is what you expected, right? You said Nigerians are this and you said Nigerians are that. She's like, oh yeah, I mean, yeah, you kept throwing shit at me, so why should I really? You don't even like me or my people. She's like, oh, that's a good point.
Oh, she actually agreeing with you?
She was like, you got me there.
Yeah. She's like, touché. Like, oh,
that works out. Yeah.
I'm able to have some more discretion.
Oh my god, this is that's hilarious.
That's my worst date ever.
Okay, do you guys want to like tell your worst date?
I need to think about it.
I actually don't know if I've had any bad dates.
I think the only one I was thinking about.
I mean, yeah,
both of us were bad.
We can't really fully show.
Both of them were bad dates for each other.
Yeah, both of us, and I know.
Are those screenshots that you're pulling out?
I do remember this one. Which you, one me, and OD were at a bar, and I went to go and talk to one older woman. The one that was a pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember that.
Oh, yeah. Is that her daughter?
Yeah, I know, right?
I talked to the wrong one.
Oh my god.
I remember you went in. Shalon is funny, man. Yeah. She's very pretty, you know.
Yeah, she was mad. And I was a little bit drunk.
Yeah. But she was a pastor and she was at Dubai. It was very interesting.
I was surprised that she had. We had like a very great.
You guys talked for a while.
Yeah, we had a great intellectual conversation. At least in her 40s. I think she may be in her 40s. But she had like a conversation about black identity in America.
Wow.
The bar.
I was drunk.
Shola is very talkative. Yeah, I'm
drunk.
We've maybe noticed a couple times.
I was quite
drunk. Yeah, I don't think I've had any bad days. But okay, let's transition. What was the next?
So we were trying to... my beer's done connection. I put my front camera by mistake. what was that? We're trying to talk about... So the next one was supposed to be sliding into DMs, but...
No, I mean, they're not the same. We can talk about ghosting.
I really slide into DMs, though, but... Yeah.
I slide into DMs platonically. Yeah, I've done it like maybe 4 or 5 times.
I've been on the lucky side. I've had girls slide into my DMs. So thank the good luck.
I've had a few slide into my DMs. Thank the good luck for that. I would like to ask you guys.
I
absolutely commend you for it.
I don't want to sound like this, but have you noticed that the girls that slide into your DMs, they are punching. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Let me explain to you. Yeah, I said that. This before.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I talked about this before. In a room full of girls, I said it to my chest. So I will say it again. Sunderland girls like to attempt to sign Messi.
Or Sir Ronaldo.
Sunderland girls will be trying to transfer market to open. And the Sunderland babes will be targeting Messi.
I've been on both ends, the good one. Yeah, you understand what I'm trying
to say. I've had some premium chicks sign into my DMs. My problem with you sliding into my DMs is there's those girls who think, hey, do more. Like, do you understand? Like, slide into my DMs. Like,
but to be honest, like, you can't blame them.
I make conversation.
You
like,
don't give me work to do.
There was a thread.
I will do the work.
Don't give me work. No, don't slide in and then I will not be carrying the conversation.
What's the worst?
Oh, yeah, you will not be asking one line reply.
Do you understand? I don't want that. If you're going to
slide, that thread was hilarious.
The funniest sliding?
Yeah, like Nigerian women. Like, you saw that thread on Twitter, yeah?
Oh, about women that were sliding?
Yeah, they're like, guys, what is, like,
best pickup line?
No, post the worst
pickup line experience you've gotten.
Like a woman sliding into your DMs. People were posting screenshots and, like, telling their stories. And it's like, they really just, like, they'll say, hey. You say, hey, back.
That's the end.
You say, they would not put dot, dot, dot.
Like, waiting.
Like, what? You said, hey, I said, hey, back. What? You know, it's like...
That's the way Nigerian women are. Like, Nigerian women, like, if she commented on something near you, she has really put herself out there.
If she likes your picture, auntie, you would like and die.
Yeah.
You like and die. You'll be there. You'll be hungry.
Because women are not used to being outrightly rejected. Whereas men are. I mean, we're talking about
this. It's a daily thing now.
Like, yeah, you ask, hey, how are you? Okay.
Keep it moving.
All right.
Yeah, we get crossed.
It's like we're yelling the other day. It's a game of numbers.
We talked about this, right?
It's a game of numbers. So you keep shooting your shot, and eventually something will click.
You score the goal.
One woman will just randomly say something, and then the guy will just be like, "I'm sorry, but I have a girlfriend." She will cry. Oh my god, yeah. I never
been a trash. Hey, today's gender must be exterminated.
That's another thing. Is like how both different people handle the rejection, right? Yeah,
women don't like rejection. I mean, and they don't have to deal with it, so I can understand them not being able to.
It's different because you can't say directly who handles rejection worse. Mm-hmm. Women are just not used to this.
It's women.
Yeah. However, there are men that get violent.
To be honest, it's women. It's women. Women handle rejection worse. That's the answer.
Extremists.
Extremists.
So I guess the banter is, it's two ends. There are men that are extreme on both ends. The men that handle, most men will handle rejection well. A large number of men will also handle rejection in a very extreme way. But all women, all of you are bad. All of you suck. All of you suck.
Hey, I remember in the first episode, you said not everybody talks for...
all of us.
You have to recognize our voices.
Tell me one woman that you know that handles rejection well.
I can't.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
I cannot.
Give me one. Just one.
Hillary Clinton.
All the
if she entered Bush, she didn't win and she entered Bush.
All the female friends that you know, plus tell me one that handles rejection well. None of them.
I've turned down some women and they seem to handle it well.
As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Actually, no, that's the only way. If they didn't handle it badly with you, then they handle it well.
I mean,
if they cried by themselves, I guess that's handling it well.
No. But when they make a threat that you don't see, other people have seen it too.
To be honest. I'm behind you. That tall, not so looking, dumb ass shit.
You're not even cute anyway.
The fact that you didn't see the zombie doesn't exist.
Yeah, when they hit you, knock you out. Still beat though.
That's the trump card.
Still beat though.
Throw your blue eyes while you're drunk.
It's like, you adjust your glasses.
You'll beat though.
Oh my god, this is I think it's ridiculous to be dropping inside jokes.
Yeah, because
them don't get what you're saying.
Yeah, we're just here talking as if they were not recording the audio track and no one knows what the hell we're talking
about. It's a bit of a slow episode, but that's because the weather, first of all, the corona.
Kokoro is out here.
Man, them are just chilling.
Honestly,
there's no basketball, there's no football.
Nothing.
They said there was basketball that you could pull up in the morning.
To watch.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing to watch. Everything's trash. So we're just here.
We don't know what to do.
The vibe that we're catching, there's no real vibe. So we're just chilling. Dull. Yeah. Then I've been waiting for this. Should we talk about ghosting or? Because what else do we really want to say about ghosting?
I mean, you can say, you said your ghosting story.
No. Nobody has told any ghost story.
He said a Tinder story that was a part ghosting story.
Yeah. It was a Tinder story.
No, we did, exactly.
But you have another ghosting story?
I have to think well about a very good one. Which one? Oh, yeah.
I know the one.
Yeah.
Unpack it.
We want to unpack it.
Unpack it.
That's the moral lesson.
All I can say is
I've suffered.
All I know is this.
That's one of those people that go to your school, but are in the same organization.
That will see you every day. Face to face.
On Thursday.
We walk past each other.
Thursday at 9, I'm going to see you.
Here's what pisses me off. You will ghost me. And then I'll see you on the street and then you wave. Why are you waving at?
Like, please, if you're ghosting me, don't be.
If you ghost me on my phone, ghost me in real life.
Don't
please.
Be on the board of the African Students Union. If you're
going to go
somewhere.
That's too much.
I don't care.
So, there was this Barbie in an organization. And
you got a Barbie?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not Barbie, but. Yeah, so. But, like, when you say it in with accents, it's Barbie.
Barbie. So. Shola gave me the update that auntie was asking about me. Like, Shola,
yeah.
After 2 weeks, it's not your thing.
Express, we need express.
Actually, you know, 2 meetings ago. I'm asking about you.
So the next, like, what do they have? A party?
They shall do an event,
and we're there.
And we all gathered at the watering hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I took a number, Sham. Then we're talking. Like, get wet, banned, whatever, and all of a sudden, no reply.
I hate that.
And I'm like, oh, it's calm, it's midterms. Mm. Midterms are coming up, everybody's busy, all of that. So do your thing. What's up, you okay? No reply. Well, it's calm, I did my own midterms, did everything. And it was so annoying because she made a lot of rants about how she didn't have any plans for spring break.
Well, sorry.
She was so annoying because prior to that, she was like, she didn't have any plans for spring break. I'm like, yo, I got you. You are my plans for spring break.
I have a story.
So just for you to ghost prior to that time, I was ticked off.
Yeah.
Spring break happened. Like, I called. I said, responsible guy, not because I was trying to do anything. I was just like, yo, you okay? We can be talking back and forth.
Is everything good?
Reply.
Yeah,
everything
are you
okay?
Dead?
No reply, no nothing. Spring break passed on. As God will have it, I was walking to go to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, who did I see?
Mm-hmm.
You know who. I'm like, ah, what's up? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, is this you?
She was going through a lot. Funny thing was, there was a party Shola asked me to come for.
Oh!
Black something.
Ah, I know you are.
Shola just called me, guy, your baby's here twerking. I'm like, ah, no.
That's what she was going through.
So just for me
she
to
was
see
going
her,
through the motions, up and down motions.
I was like, come on,
just for me to see her, she was like, oh, she was going through a lot, and that's what she does when she's going through a lot.
She twerks.
She's twerking.
I'm like,
she's twerking.
So that was how another time, I think Oval was with some set of whatever, I think it was you. Then the girls there were like, Jeffrey was blowing up. That's why she ghosted me. I'm like,
blowing up?
She was yanning me, not she, but like they were yanning me, like, so they were talking. And I kind of walked into the conversation. I know when when they say your guy's name, it's just like,
yeah,
like,
hey,
what are you talking about, my guy?
What's happening?
I'm 10 now.
What's happening? So I just pulled back up
like, Jeffrey, I've never heard of
what's going on?
What did he do?
They're talking about how, like, they just met, but it was already just really blew up our phone constantly. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, but that's not the story I was told. Like, the story I heard from the other end was very different.
Brother.
You know?
That she was going through something. Just say you don't want to talk to me. It's that easy.
It's not difficult. It's not hard. I mean, like, just tell me, I'm not feeling the vibe.
Ladies, just say you don't want. It's not that hard.
No.
I'm sorry, this is very loud. Just say you don't want.
I actually have a story. Let me tell you.
Say it to your chest.
Everything after that, when we go for like a link up or anything, they just see her, just they smile. She will not walk up to us and greet us. Like, oh, hi, guys. You guys are looking good. You like your shoes. Da 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 da.
I know what's funny, and this thing you're hearing now, this is exactly what we say every time she walks away.
Come off the road. What do you mean? Let me tell you my own story. This is actually very recently. I don't know if she ever heard this, but you're the one that did it. You know what you did, so you can hear me tell
this
the story.
This one, she should even hear it, honestly. You need
you
to
hear
it.
Me tell the story.
I'm sure is well connected with all these stories.
Send it to her.
Shala was more
I was very upset.
Shala was more upset than
this story really upsets me. Tell the story.
Shala was more upset. So I met this girl, and the moment we met, it was like straight vibes, like the first sentence out of my mouth was like,
yeah, it was banter. Like, it was like magnet,
and she's just returning it.
That stuff is priceless.
Like, magnet, like I'm like, what?
Like, you know, once you catch a vibe,
like
it
was,
so excited,
it was
a fucking turn on.
Okay, so this, she was pregaming here. Her friend was here, and she was at the door. Oh, my friend, he said, go get the door. I go and get the door. Shola, when we walked in, didn't it look like, it seemed like we were already nature that.
Yeah, they were already vibing.
From the door to my door here, we were already, that's how it was like that. So it was like, okay.
Instantaneous.
Bet. So we drink, we go out for this day party. We have a great time together. We like dance, get a number, da 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 da. Fine. Now this is a lesson. The thing she did initially made sense, and I was okay with it. I texted her, okay, hope you go home safe. Then I was like, okay, I would like to see you. I literally, like, I would like to take you out. She said she's not in a place that she needs to, like, she said, I'm single, but I'm not single at the same time. Essentially, I think what it was she was coming out of...
She was in the middle of something.
Yeah, there was something. And she told me.
Fully defined.
Yes, and she told me. And I said, okay. I said, that's fine. 100%, I understand. You know, we can be friends, And we talk, you know, and then every time we'll see, we'll be flirting. Yeah. I mean, the vibes are there. Vibes, so the vibes are there. And everybody noticed. Everyone noticed, you know. So, fast forward... I'm now on my friendly P because I respect boundaries. Like, that's so important to me. If you set a boundary, I'm going to respect it no matter what. No matter, even if you are giving me, you know, like, you are flirting with me. If you've set this boundary, until you've removed that boundary, I'm not going to cross it, right?
Yeah.
So we joke, and then we start talking about some random arbitrary stuff. And I send a joke, I send a gif or something. And, you know, it's really funny. It's just like, for that, I'm going to take you out on a date.
Aww.
What kind of merit system is this? Because I need to know.
But obviously, she just wanted to take me out on a date. That's what it was. It's not like because I sent the GIF.
Yeah.
She would take me out. But I mean, it was like something cute, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like,
cut that out.
Eventually.
She's like, okay, I'll pick you up on Wednesday. Be ready for it.
Ooh, okay.
Wear something cute.
Exactly. And I dressed up. I put my good cologne on. Because if you're going to take me out, I'm going to come looking correct.
I'm going to come correct. I'm a bad bitch. Exactly. On the street.
Yeah.
I'm a catch, and they gotta know too.
Yeah. So she, and this is one thing. She literally picked me up at 7, guys. Like 7 sharp. I was so impressed. I was like,
how to be punctual.
I was like,
when are we fucking?
Guys, stop
that. Not for me.
No, I literally thought that that is like when I got in the car, I was like, that is super attractive to me. Like, because I, you know me, I'm so particular about time.
Yeah.
You told me you'd be here at 7 and you were here exactly at 7. Like, wow.
Madness.
So she picked me up, she took me to dinner
at
a nice restaurant, Grand Lux. We had a nice dinner. We talked.
I actually still single.
Are you still talking, first of all?
Well, I'm telling you a ghost story.
Okay.
You should have known.
I'm telling you, there's no happy ending here, my guy. There's no happy ending here. So, we have a good date. I was like, okay, do you want to, like, I was like, okay, let's do something after. Let's go bowling or something. Because I like to have, like, when I do first dates, I always like to do, like, something active. And like competitive, that way you can kind of like, so it kind of helps
sweat. You can sweat and be tired out.
Yeah, this free game, guys. This
catch
free
them
game.
Off their game.
Don't do like movie. First of all, movies is the worst first thing you can ever do.
It's the worst thing because you can't talk.
You can't talk. You can't. You're not facing each other. It's dark. It's just don't do it.
It's the worst thing. I never do. I've had a few.
I mean, you're not supposed to. Talk.
Movies are terrible for first dates.
You're not supposed to talk. But
you're not even supposed to.
You can't, but you're supposed
to. Dinners and lunches and drinks is good.
Promote stereotypes.
But for me, the premium first date is like something active, like bowling, arcade, anything like fun. Like, you guys can compete. You can get your banter going. You can get your banter going. You know, it kind of helps you cut loose a little bit. And it really breaks the ice, so to say. So anyways, I was like, okay, let's do something right after dinner. She's like, oh no, I'm tired. Let's just go hang out. So we go back, we hang out for a while. Nothing happens. I have to clear that. There's literally not. But anyways, we hang out. And then she goes home, right?
Like, actually, full disclosure, I was supposed to be out of the
apartment. Oh, shall I? She was like, why are you here? I messed things up.
I was supposed to be out of the apartment. And I was literally
about to.
I was just making bread. About to hit the door. I was by the door. I was about to like hit the bread, make my spin move and leave. And then I just hear the door moving.
I'm like, oh man. No.
Oh my god, I messed it up. Oh no. Okay, but continue. Yeah,
Shola was here. But anyways, I wasn't. That's the thing, like, if I really like somebody, like, I'm not even gonna, like, I'm never forward, like, physically. Like, if I'm, like, just trying to, then I'm just, but if I, like, really, like, I mean, until the time is right, I wouldn't, like, do, like, make a move like that. But anyways. So then, Imagine all this, right? Then, ghost. Stop texting me. Shala.
It was the one.
But no, the ghost, no. The verdict is in. I can understand nothing happening the first night. That is my fault.
The verdict is in.
But she completely ghosting. Like, it's bad. Like, no reply. After you went on the first date and she wanted a second date, right?
Yeah. Oh, this I even dropped a premium line. I was like,
but she should reply to that.
I was like, no, it was in person. I was like, what are you doing Saturday? She's like, I don't know what I'm doing Saturday. I was like, well, let me change that.
It's like, you know,
this is what they tweet about.
Hold on. Updates.
This is what
hey, Siri.
This is what they tweet about. They say a man does that, you know. Anyway.
I think that's one of the most painful things when you waste your premium lines on somebody that goes.
Yeah. No, I waste it. You reuse
it
again.
You can listen.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm gonna use it.
Why I'm gonna use it too. What are you?
You can
about?
Listen and I'll, you can tell me you edit and I'll still use it.
Yes.
But
yes.
Anyway, there's a little bit more. Pending. There's a little bit more, and this is one thing this is something I hate. So I was with a friend, right? We're hanging out, drinking wine, trying to write some music, and just having a good time. And she's like telling me about her love life and everything. So she asked me about mine, like, okay, how is yours now? So I shared this story with her, and she's like.
This part annoyed me.
Oh, this pissed me off so much. She's like, oh, you should call her.
Why?
And I'm like, I don't like calling. First of all, I don't call. I don't like calling. It's the thing I don't do. She's like, no, give her one more chance. Call her. She likes, because she's seen us like together. And she's like, she likes you. She obviously likes you. Call her. I'm like, and I had some wine in me. I was like, okay, fine, I'll call her. And I regret that to this day.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, this girl, you probably will listen to this. You're a great person, and I really like you. Yeah, awesome person. But yeah. That was a misstep. That was
oh, the advice? The bad advice?
Bad advice.
Yeah, she will listen.
Okay, that was the wrong play call. Sorry.
She called the wrong play.
You should know.
But sorry. I called. And,
you know, it's so, like, I always say something, you know, you don't ask fish
yeah,
out to
come. So I called, right? Oh, yeah, so exactly. Let's say that a lot. Don't ask fish out. Yeah. So I called, and it was just awkward conversation, right? And I was just like, that was literally the last straw for me. I was like,
but she's a lovely person.
I was like, nah, I do not like that at all. And I hung up and she's like, let me call you back. And I was like, you're not calling me back.
Don't lie.
I'm not calling you back. Yeah. So that was it. Boom. Hung up. Then the next day she texts me, hey, so sorry I didn't call you back. I forgot. I thought you would call me back. I'm like, no,
you said forget.
Then she said this, right? She said, she now laid it down again that, oh, her last relationship was really bad and she literally hasn't given herself time to recover from it. But
I'm like, that's a problem, baby.
That is fine.
My issue is with ghosting is communicate.
Exactly. That's I literally before. Told her, I was like, I
you're
said.
Not, you're, I'm not expecting you to say to agree yeah. because of, I'm not,
I don't,
who am I?
You don't owe me anything. You don't owe me your feelings. You don't owe me your
communicate.
Time.
Communicate.
Just tell me you don't want to give it to me.
Do you understand?
So she now says, I'm sorry, this and that. And I'm like, so this is my reply. I'm like, I understand that. And the first time I asked you out, right? You told me you were not available. And what did I do?
Backed off.
I took a step back. And then you initiated a date, took me out on a date, paid for said date. She paid,
real
you know?
Girl shit.
She did, you know, and you expect, and then you know,
you're
it's like,
bad her bag too.
Fam.
Yeah.
Fam. So like, and I'm like, that's mixed signals. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't mean to send mixed signals. I'm like,
how can you tell me you didn't
that
mean
that is literally the
knew,
definition
you knew exactly what you were doing
of a mixed
no, I don't know you this I don't is, know you is, but I can tell you for a fact you knew exactly what you were doing.
These are babes that will be on their momo thing. Like babes stay on their
momo
thing.
Real,
like, I'm sorry ladies, but sometimes it's just it's like, and then because she's a woman too, she's probably not used to taking accountability.
Do you know the funny thing? Like I can't imagine me as a person.
If a guy did that me. Now, this is a whole Twitter thread.
If
it's a gender swap, this is a whole Twitter thread with
for
4,200
like this is men, but this is we're doing an audio version to be
yeah,
honest.
I mean this is yeah. So I mean we're telling the story. So let's cut them some slack.
To be honest, I think I can't imagine me myself as I am like this. A babe will tell me not to call her again, and I'll call her.
Yeah,
just like
I've seen stuff like that. When you tell him not to call you again, and he actually doesn't call, I'm like,
it's green.
Do you want me to respect your boundaries or not?
But that's my issue. That's my thing. Communicate. If something is up and you're not feeling the vibe, or something and you don't want to, whatever the reason is, if you hit me up and you're like, look, this is where I am. This is what I'm doing. I don't think I'm ready for it. Or if you even say I'm not feeling you like that, I don't think like we're compatible in that way. Blah 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 blah. I'll
right.
back off. And I'll go and cast my fishing pole elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's all good. But to just ghost, because I'm here wondering, are you busy? Do you need some space? Are you working on something? Can I expect you to come back? Is this the end? It's
yes.
You're mean.
Is this the end?
You're mean. You're very mean.
Just I point away.
Talk to people, man. What's up?
No, no, worries. Continue talking.
I'm tired, man. I don't want to talk about ghosting again.
I even have this one is not. In fact, this one is still developing. That's why I don't want to talk about it. It's like the person is not reciprocating energy, and they are giving, they are confusing me. So I was like,
What was the initial energy?
Very good. It's very good energy.
It starts off good, to be honest.
And then, at first, it was platonic in my mind. Then yeah. It became good.
Yeah.
Then it became bad.
Well, it didn't go back to platonic.
Yeah, so I'm confused. So I was just like, well, I'm just, if whatever energy you give me is the energy I give you back.
I think my issue
is you can't confuse me with signals.
I don't even know for sure, but there are a lot of people with certain insecurities. At least that's what I've been finding nowadays.
Yeah.
When I try to talk to people, I'm starting to learn that a lot of the time these things are not about you.
Yeah,
it really is. And I understand that every single time.
Imagine a girl who just feels like, oh,
there's something I forgot to say.
Like she's had, she just had a bunch of relationships that she didn't want to be physical, but they were all just physical, right?
Yeah.
And she's thinking,
this guy's probably like
that. Like she's trying to do the same.
One of them.
You can imagine that she's maybe a little more guarded and maybe doing things differently. And this guy, there is no, because what's the best thing that you can tell her that I'm not like the other guys? You are the king of the other guys.
Yeah.
You are them.
Yeah, I understand. Like,
so, like,
it's very important to understand these things.
But at the same time, let's communicate.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to, if you're not doing, say you're not doing, don't just up and disappear, man.
But
it's,
I mean, for about food.
But there was one thing, guys. Hold on. That I didn't say in this story. All this while that she was ghosting me, I would now go on Insta. You guys are going to be so triggered.
Yeah,
I'll go on Insta. No, it's not that she's posting herself having fun.
Hold on.
No,
please, let me edit.
She's posting stuff like screenshots from Twitter about a real man will value you or like, you know, they don't know your worth.
A real man will work for it.
And I'm like, excuse me.
I'm sure.
So,
cast not your pearl before swine. Guys, fellas, kings, please.
See, Trevor is trying to end us.
We're not shooting our shot at nonsense this
know
year.
Your worth.
If she doesn't reciprocate the energy, just pull it back. This year, we're not shooting shots, babes. You sit down by yourself in the club. If you like, put your back on the club, be dancing with your girls. You're going to dance
and
to your girls.
Every single
while
time
you,
I see, and life. It's like multiple stories.
From now to you,
it's multiple stories, and I'm like,
be dancing.
I feel like swiping up and just replying. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stoop to that level. I will not.
Don't get drawn in.
I'm not going to stoop to that level, and I'll just close the story.
You're stronger than me.
Don't do it, man. Don't get drawn in, man. See, look. People have depressed me. So we're trying to talk about things that babes would have pissed you off.
Well, this was one of them.
So I guess it's a decent transition. And
breathe.
Please, apparently I look like a fuck boy. Do I look like a fuck boy? Because I'm not.
No. Well, the bears don't join.
No,
so.
You don't join.
Don't join. Meanwhile, I went the opposite route. Yeah.
No, because how can you tell me you feel like I give you like. I look like a fuckboy. How do I look like a fuckboy? You don't know. I just look like a fuckboy.
We talked about
it. So you
this
feel
show.
Like.
With that show.
You feel like I'm not gonna be.
They will just look at you and they'll be projecting.
Oh, yeah,
projecting
yeah.
their own.
Yeah, women.
How can
I
you
mean,
tell me I look like a fuckboy?
Sometimes.
I'm a relationship guy. If you hear my resume, you yourself, you'll be shocked on my behalf.
It'll just say you're proud. I said, you don't even know me.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You just saw my picture. He looks a little bit cocky.
Yeah. He looks arrogant, you know. He looks like he might be a player.
I'm just standing in
the guy's face.
He's just there.
So you must be a player. Like,
nah,
it looks like he's a bit of a lad. How come you get out of here?
Then the person that is actually the player is not the one that she will now entertain.
Yeah. So, that's the funny thing.
Your judgment is compromised.
It's very, 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 very poor judgment. Right? And another thing is, I think another thing that really grinds my gears is when things don't go the way, like, you know, you're talking to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to catch a vibe. Things don't go the right way, obviously. So you guys part ways. And then you hear the story of your relationship
from
another person that they told.
And you're like,
and
is it me?
You're like, was I there?
Yeah.
Like, where was I when all this was happening?
Say, yo, what? Then what are you doing now with my apartment?
This sounds strange. Because I'm thinking to myself, it's like, are you being disingenuous, like, just to be disingenuous, or do you really feel Like that. Like, do you really feel that's what happened? And I'm not gonna call you to ask you because, like, fuck you.
But to be,
I think about it. Like, are you really seriously? That, did you really think that's what happened?
But sometimes to be, I mean, to be completely accountable to our, I mean, on our own part, maybe we were doing that. We're just not able to understand how they were processed. So no, I'm not. I'm not saying. I'm not one to shy away from criticizing women. I'm not. But that's. I'm not gonna be the one. I'm sorry. Like, but the reason I won't be afraid of criticizing women is because then I'll be like, if you felt that way about the relationship, and the whole time in the relationship you felt that way, and I was making you feel that way, I am accountable for how the situation or the environment I created. The environment. I'm not accountable for your feelings. And I'm not accountable for your perception, but I'm accountable for the environment I created or contributed to.
Yeah.
So if a babe really felt a type of way. But then, also, I know women have a tendency to create narratives that they then you pick and feed, pick and choose what part of the environment will feed into that narrative.
This is a woman-hating episode. I feel like...
I mean, I don't think I've said anything to these women.
Okay, I feel like we're going to get called out a lot for this.
Listen, just know that I'm not going to be afraid of... If anything that needs to be said, I'll say
it. It is called off the rails, guys. It's called off the rails.
But just know that I'm not really shy
I'm
about...
I'm saying it with my chest, Sha, but I'm apologetic at the same time.
But I'm not afraid of calling out my own self or my own community.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean... That's the thing, you can...
This year, specifically this year, I'm making more of an effort, right? Because I started to think about... whenever my last relationship ended and I heard some of the stories, I was like... And this is in relation to what I said before, right? I heard some of the stories and I was like... Yeah, that's not how it happened. However, I could see certain things from her perspective as well. And I was like, you know what? You might think that you're chill. And I'm a quintessential nice guy. Like, I try to be the good guy at the end of the day. But you... You don't understand that you might still be the villain in someone else's story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
So
I'm always the villain, to be honest.
So. So no matter how much you try to be a good guy and everything, you trying to do your thing might just make you the villain in someone else's story. So I started making more of an effort to not be the toxic person in anybody's life this year.
Yeah, that's good.
Like random things, right? It might be like it's the most random thing, but it's like whatever you want, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Right? Like not because I completely agree, or because I need to go along with that. It's not going to be at the detriment of my own peace of mind too.
Yeah.
But if I can ignore it and it doesn't matter, whatever you want, man, it's fine.
Women are different.
I mean, everyone is different, yeah. So we have to, like, when we make general statements, we have to.
There's
a thing about general statements where
it's jokes. For the most part, it's jokes. There's a lot of serious things that are the undertone, but then mostly it's just jokes. Like how you crack. It's like how you do a comedic. Thing and you crack jokes, but like there's also this seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
truth in there.
But yeah, let's all try to be better this year, guys. You know, like let's communicate. Just say it.
Where is she?
My wife is absent.
Oh,
she has coronavirus. Don't make an appearance in this episode.
But yeah, let's all try to just just be real. Be we're adults at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. I thought we were expecting a special guest today. What happened?
Yeah, where's our guest?
Charles, you are the one that's supposed to come to with special guests.
They are coming late. It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Multiple.
No, that's one person. It's just like you're supposed to be like a audience member. So we're supposed to have studio audience.
Oh, live studio audience.
Oh yeah. Sadly. This is the problem when you invite people that don't know how to be on time.
Mm. See why I was so impressed that day.
7 o'clock.
See what 7 PM sharp.
Now we're almost done.
Oh my god.
Do you have any other topics to talk about?
I think the last thing that we put on there was the whole corona thing, but I don't know.
Man,
I don't know how people want to slide into this corona.
Social distancing.
Yeah, be safe out there. It's not a joke.
I had to guess probably like 2 hours.
Oh, that's a long one. Yeah, let's cut it off.
I had to guess. Yeah,
let's end it here, guys. Moral lessons. You want to go in the circle and just, anything you want to tell the
people. Stop ghosting, girls. Stop ghosting, girls.
Awkward
conversations
save lives, man.
I like that. Awkward conversations save lives.
Awkward conversations
save
lives.
Mm-hmm. Just talk about it.
It's not that deep.
I'm telling you, and I'm listening to this as part of me. I need to listen to this as well. It's like, whatever scenario you are playing in your head is probably 10, 15, 20 times worse than what is real life. And if you just talk about it,
it resolves half the time. It resolves the issue.
Straight up. So just,
the other half, you need to do extra work.
Yeah.
I pray I'm fine.
But also know that I'm not a mug. So Don't take me for one.
but I think to just, I don't know, but there's a lot of times where you might be having issues trying to communicate something to someone because you're scared of how they take it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Me, I can't speak for everybody else, but me as an individual, regardless of how terrible the situation is, tell me.
Mm.
Let me make my decision knowing that I have all the facts in front of me.
Exactly. Please, I'm begging you.
I made an informed decision. Whether or not it's a good thing or it's a bad thing, I'll get over it. I'll move on. You'll move on. We'll move on. Whether we're moving on together or we're moving on separately. But don't be dragging me along, be pity dating me, be feeding me lies. I don't want
pity
all this. Dating.
God forbid that I'll ever be pity dating.
You understand? If someone wants to break up
with
you,
I would much rather.
I will take the pity drink.
No. Yes. Don't pity me for it. Don't even talk to
your
me.
Chest. If I pull
tell
up,
tell me
you,
I'm ugly rather than pity date me. Please,
up to you and you don't like me,
that,
just
that line, just yeah,
it's true. Yeah, like,
you hurt.
If I pull up to you, if I pull
say
up to
you, please, yeah, say you. If it's you,
if I pull up to you and you don't want to talk to me, no, I mean, no, please, don't break my self esteem. You can respect.
You can't break my self esteem. I know
you can't.
Bad bitch.
You are. He is. You can respectfully decline. Just tell me. I'm sorry, man. I'm not feeling like that. Or like, I'm not into you like that. Or I'm not interested. Yes. I'll go my way, and it's fine. It's whatever, man. But don't be stringing me along. Tell me, and then one day do not pull up with.
Oh,
feel like
it was
I
blowing
you
up. Oh, it was
yeah,
blowing how
up.
Nobody was blowing you up, sister.
Please, please.
You understand? You're like, oh, I feel like I led you on.
Don't take
yeah,
it mug.
Yeah, you did just that.
So, ladies.
This
guys
is something
and
from
ladies,
our perspective.
Guys and ladies, let's all take accountability. But I'm especially talking to ladies. guys, we should take accountability. Today is not the day we're chastising guys.
No,
we'll do the reverse. We'll do the reverse.
We'll talk about that.
Probably on the next one. Niggas ain't shit.
No,
yeah,
we ain't shit.
But that's the thing, we all know that. Like, we really ain't shit. Like, if it's a scale, I think we're like, it's like 70-30 niggas ain't shit, 70.
No, I think like no. This guy, the skills are once upon a time yes, but the skills are starting to turn. Women are they are equalizing.
They're playing the game.
They're starting to equalize. 60-40.
Men are still always better.
Men are still always better.
Yeah,
no.
Anything we do, we dominate the league.
No. Shola, I disagree.
Yeah, no,
I disagree. Let me tell you why. Men do our own in. We do a lot.
Yeah.
But the woman that would do one, she would do one to do for like 10 men.
Yeah, but then she not do this.
Women don't have.
You see, men will do.
Women don't have a threshold.
Women will do a class, will cheat on you, will sleep with your sister and your cousin.
Oh wow,
you
that's
know,
class.
Cheat on your mom.
Wow.
You have a secret family. But women, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't feel loved in the marriage, so I love.
No, I felt loved in the marriage. I still want to go and cheat because, you know, we do it with our chests. That's the nobility of men. We'll be in shit with our chest. Not any of this victim mentality.
That is not victim mentality. Take that thing away, please.
But I knew I was loved. I was very fully loved. And I wanted more love.
Shola,
I'm sorry.
Let's cut this episode
right
now before
right
Shola says it. Before the question says it.
I always just enjoy when Shola goes on your rampage because the worst things are going to come out of his.
I don't care. I don't care. So everybody, let's be accountable for our actions.
Yeah.
You know, man. You know,
we'll get to niggas ain't being shit.
Yeah, no, because we ain't shit.
Probably on the next one. I think probably on the next one. We
yeah. Yeah, let's balance it.
But that next one, I want us to do what he said we should do.
Topic that
we'll do that one, and then we'll step down. You know, when you deal with something so heavy, we'll now step it down with ancient niggas.
All right,
guys. So all right,
people.
Time to sign out. Any
last words? Any last words?
Stop ghosting.
Hey, you guys, social distance. Maybe you should actually ghost.
Maybe this might be
this
the time.
Period,
in this corona,
please, if you are sneezing or coughing by mistake, and I text you,
stay away,
just tell me
fam.
That I'm sneezing and coughing.
Yeah.
I'll, don't
block.
Worry. You don't have to come
say
over.
Say no more.
Say less. But it's been
it
real.
Is.
It's been a vibe. We've been recording for a while now. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Peace.
Deuces.
Oh, those guys are funny, man. If you're still listening, we really, really appreciate you. We love you. And we would love if you would take one extra step. Like 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. That will make you an A++++ student.
Also, if you feel like you're an interesting person, not a dull person, or you have to be interesting, DM us at Off The Rails Pod on Instagram with the topic you would like to discuss, and we will review and get back to you.
Yeah, for sure, man. And also follow the Instagram. The Instagram is Off The Rails Pod, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so follow our Instagram. Hit us up. I mean, we'll put you on the episode, man.
Come through. Let's catch a vibe. We got the alcohol.
Let's party, man.
You already know.
It's the vibe.
All right, my people, man. It's been good. Peace out.